This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. It's time to take the relay of national amateur radio news from VK1WIA.
Peter Schrader, VK4EA, director with all the latest going on at board level. Roger Harrison with all the latest going in to AR Magazine. And a huge thank you goes out to, well, it goes out to you for reading, tuning, viewing this week's WIA National News. This issue for week commencing Feb 11, 2024. And I'm VK4BB, Graham, editor.
G'day, this is Peter, VK4EA. I'm recording this on Mulgumpin, Eastern Moreton Bay, on behalf of the WIA board. This week I received my General Assessor accreditation from the ACMA. So it appears the transmission of the exam service from the AMC to the ACMA is happening smoothly. The ACMA has given notice of an information session showing off the new online assessment portal for those who missed the first sessions. This next session is planned for the 19th of February. And also note, all the exams are conducted from the changeover date will be free. Some new information read the high power permits. The ACMA have advised that all high power permit holders would have to reapply via the scientific license pathway. Note, it's not a requirement to acquire a scientific license for high power. Rather, the application process follows the same path as a scientific license. We understand a high power permit holder has already gone through the process and has been successful in renewing the high power permit. Finally, I understand that Lee Moyle, our illustrious Vice President, has visited the Ballarat Hamfest last weekend and answered a number of questions in relation to the class license and what the WA are doing. And we invite any organisation holding an event to invite one of us along for a chat. I'm planning on attending the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Redfest the 6th of April, helping the Brisbane VHF group deliver a presentation on microwave equipment and operating, and also available for any queries of what the WA is up to. And cheers for now and farewell from Mulgumpin. This has been Peter of VK4EA on behalf of the WA board.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. Dudes, a new year has begun and we're back in the saddle again. But I'll not foist upon you the strains of Back in the Saddle Again from that ancient rom-com movie, Sleepless in Seattle. I believe that the first issue for this year is now appearing in saddlebags here and there, or it is at least wending its way to post boxes across the country in the saddlebags of Australia Post, also appearing in newsagents and available online since Thursday last. On last week's broadcast, I gave you a few snippets, a little taste, so to speak, of what to expect in this issue. Today, I have pretty much the main course. Under our Pioneers of the Past theme, the leading feature is on pioneering women in amateur radio, compiled by Jen Wardrop, VK3WQ. She reveals the goss on the Kalawata clan and the matriarch of the Monkers, amid details on the pioneering efforts of leading women of the past. There's some wry amusement with a little vivant verse. Naturally, Jen covers the foundations of LARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, to advocate for all women engaged in the amateur service. I understand that the founding females had the sense to sidestep an early proposal for the name, rejecting Ladies Amateur Service Association, LASA, too close to the Scottish colloquialism lassie, apparently. Tin didn't cover that, and something from the Harrison family archives removes tongue from cheek. Dustin, VK7TW, details the life and times of Tasmanian telephony, telegraphy and wireless pioneer Frederick Medhurst, whose name is woven into the very fabric of the annals of the WIA Tasmanian Division. Here's a question. How can amateurs market amateur radio to others? Well, WIA ex-president Phil Waite, VK2ASD, tackles this thorny question using artificial intelligence plus a little help from friends. Look for the picture that heads the article showing a happy ham at home in a well-appointed shack. But wait a minute. Is that gear for real? Amusement aside, marketing our hobby presents serious challenges. Moving on. In the Why Is It So department, Dr. George Galanis, VK3EIP, has an intriguing article on why dish antenna patterns have lobes. Don't miss Of Lobes and Dishes. Lou VK3AQZ completes more modules for his 80, 40 and 20 metre rig for the road. For contesters, we have a report of last year's Remembrance Day contest and some things to note about the contest champion rules. Be sure to catch the nail-biting story on how amateur radio survived WRC23 by Dale VK1DSH and Peter VK2EMR. At this point, I must address a complaint from a reader. Last week, Greg Bain, VK20X, wrote to me, complaining as follows, and I quote, "You and the team still cause me a problem. Not enough time, with an abundance of high-quality material to read. Keep up the great work." End of quote. Thanks, Greg. I can only promise that there is more pain coming. Issue 1 of Amateur Radio Magazine, Volume 92. More Guts, Less Gab. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Our very last week as we know it, before the class licence. ACMA makes new amateur radio arrangements, and these include changes to licensing, qualifications, call signs, charges, examination assessors, and overseas visiting amateurs. Yes, Monday, February 19, the following aspects of the new arrangements will commence. The Radio Communications Class Licence 2023 is the link to see. Revised qualifications framework, new call sign arrangements, ACMA allocating qualification and call sign services, ACMA receiving accredited assessor applications, revised arrangements for overseas visiting amateurs. Now, just again, to make sure we are all clear on what these changes from next week mean, may I strongly suggest you revisit the WIA news releases from December last year and visit the ACMA webpage. All links are shown in this edition of WIA National News.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI provides this news bulletin on a range of frequencies from 160 metres through to 23 centimetres, along with relays via mini regional VHF and UHF repeaters. We thank the operators of these systems for their time and effort. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Heil Sound donates equipment to Whiskey 1 Alpha Whiskey. The Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Station W1AW at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, has received a generous donation of equipment from the Heil Ham Radio Division of Heil Sound. The company's founder, Bob Heil, Kilo 9 Echo India Delta, is a pioneering audio engineer and avid radio amateur. At his direction, the company donated four Heil Pro Set Elite HC6 headsets, three Heil Pro Set 3 stereo headphones, two Heil FS3 press-to-talk foot switches, one Heil ICM microphone, one Heil PR30 microphone, and various adapters. The equipment has been placed into service at the station for use by visiting operators. UK amateur radio licences are changing, as previously noted by Ofcom, and as a result, their amateur radio licence examinations will need to change to reflect these changes. The scale of the licence changes will have an impact on both licensing and operating. Ofcom is currently reviewing representations and will publish its final decision, including the final version of the licence, before February 21. In parallel with the Ofcom consultation and representation periods, RSGB have been working on the syllabus and published an early draft on the RSGB website. They expect the final version of the syllabus to be ready a few weeks after Ofcom publishes the final version of the licence. And we've also had time to consider comments from trainers. However, the new licence will come into effect before work on the syllabus and examination question bank is completed. RSGB have sought and gained approval from Ofcom to continue to examine the current licence conditions for a period of 6 months following the publication of the new licence. Young D Expeditioners prep for Guyana. A quartet of four young friends, all in their 20s, all-seasoned D Expeditioners, can at last fulfil the dream they have shared since before the pandemic shut that dream down, a trip to Guyana to activate 8 Romeo 7 X-ray. Whoever believes there aren't enough young amateurs in the hobby need only look at this group of active amateurs, which includes some already prominent and involved young hams. Philip Springer, Delta Kilo 6 Sierra Papa, Jamie Williams, Mike Zero Sierra Delta Victor, Sven Lovrick, Delta Juliet 4 Mike X-ray, and Tommy Varro, Hotel Alpha 8 Romeo Tango. Listen for them. From the 14th to the 24th of February, they'll be operating CW, SSB, FT8 and RTTY on the HF bands. Co-leader Philip has been a ham since the age of 10, so half of his life already, and is active in the IARU Region 1 Youth Working Group and has served on the board of the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation. He and Tommy, Hotel Alpha 8 Romeo Tango, were on the youth team Yankee 82 Delta at the WRTC 2018 in Germany. New Indian Documentary is a collection of nostalgic stories of radio enthusiasts. Librarian Vijay Deodar's radio has shut shop. The Pune resident calls one technician after another, disappointed each time they tell him that they've moved on and they don't repair radios anymore. It's a fitting way to start My Radio, My Life, a film by Pune-based Time Cap Documentaries, which, as its co-founder and the film's director-producer, Makarand Wakir, says, was launched during the pandemic to document traditions and habits that are going to vanish soon. Its release also perfectly timed as World Radio Day is set to be celebrated on February 13. The day was announced in 2011 by UNESCO and adopted by the UN General Assembly in 2012 as a UN International Day. Radio as a technology, science, means of communication and system of programming audio elements has roots all the way back to the 1800s, so it can be safely said that the medium is already well into its second century, says the UNESCO website. And this year's theme is a century of informing, entertaining and educating. Wakia's documentary is a collection of nostalgic stories of radio enthusiasts, features restorers, announcers and, of course, listeners. The treatment is one that focuses on a slow life, accentuated by memories shared by men and women who saw the radio as a friend. It, the film, works as a time capsule. That's why this documentary is important to have been made. It can exist as part of archives all over the world because the radio affected the lives of so many people. Thieves have been known to target radio towers for their copper. Only last month, WIA National News reported on copper thieves toppling the tower of Payne Media Group's Country, K95.5 in the USA, knocking the station off the air, causing nearly $500,000 in damage. But this one takes the cake, or should that be, this one takes the tower. Thieves have toppled and stolen the 200-foot tower of Classic Hits WJLX AM in Jasper. The theft was discovered late last week and also included the transmitter and other equipment. Station owner and general manager Brett Elmore broke the news saying, "I've heard of thieves in this area stealing anything, but this one takes the cake. My bush hog crew went down to a tower site we have. When they arrived, they called to notify me that not only my building was vandalised, but my 200-foot tower was gone. They stole every piece of equipment out of the building, cut the guy wires, and somehow managed to down and remove the 200-foot tower and take it from the property. Jasper Police is investigating, but if you see a strange new tower pop up, call the Jasper Police Department at 205-221-2121. Let's face it, if they can steal a tower, they could probably sneak it unobserved into any corner of the world. For VK1 WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
Now, operational news with Felix, VK4FUQ.
Hello there. Hi, in this ham radio operational news, it's a contact sport. Now, contest-wise, 2024. Dust those keys off for next weekend. ARRLDXCW contest, February 17, 18. Use only the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. New for 2024 is the limited antenna overlay. An interesting twist on this long-running ARRL contest. Any single operator or single operator unlimited entrant can enter using the limited antennas overlay. Operation is limited to the use of single element antennas such as a single vertical end fed wire or a single dipole antenna no more than 50 feet above the ground at its highest point. The antenna may cover multiple bands as in the case of multi-band verticals and dipoles with fan or trap instructions. New Zealand's Dockwide Memorial Field Day will be 24-25 February 2024. The rules have been tweaked slightly and are now up on the NZART website. The definition of acceptable overseas contacts has changed to Oceania, as defined by the DXCC list. These changes have been made to better align the rules with the contest objective, simplify scoring, and to use a defined geographical boundary. ARRL DX Phone Contest March 2 and 3. Yes, the phone version of next weekend's CW section. Use only the 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metre bands. IARUHF World Championship, the second full weekend of July. That is 13-14. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest, July 21st, 2024. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and digital. That is, Ready or PSK. This contest is another official WIA contest that will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. August 17, 18, 2024. Remembrance Day Contest. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and PG9 on all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and Ready, as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is 17, 18 August. DX Window to the World. Turkey. Special event station TC6EQ is QIB until February 29 to commemorate the devastating earthquake that struck Turkey on February 6, 2023. QSL via LOTW. Listen throughout the new year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded on the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL via 9A1ADE. Kingdom of Eswatini. Hands, 3DA0AQ has been QRV on 50 metres using digital modes between 1800 and 2000 hours Zulu. Eswatini is also incorrectly referred to its former official name of Swaziland, a landlocked country in southern Africa. 3DA0AQ QSL via EA5GL. Into 160 metre DX, listen up, Ecuador. Rick is QRV as HC1MD-2 and is generally active from 0100 hours to 0300 hours Zulu and will soon be QRV on 160 metres using FT8. QSL via K8LJG. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ Inningham.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA News for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. VK2WI is located in the northwest of Sydney at Dural. The site was established as a home for VK2WI in 1955 and is now the centre of operations for Amateur Radio New South Wales. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
A very good day to you.
Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather.
Northern Arizona DX Association will be continuing with year four of the 10-year special event countdown to the 100th anniversary of the discovery of Pluto by Clyde Tombaugh at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. This annual 9-day event is held each February through to the 2030 anniversary. This year's event is taking place February 10th to 18th UTC. Club members will be operating from Lowell Observatory and their home QTHs using the special event call sign W7P. Again, this will feature a new QSL card. The annual cards have subjects canted around Clyde Tombaugh, his discovery, the moons of Pluto, some of his early telescopes, lenses used, etc., with lots of great information. Doug Tombaugh, N3PDT, Clyde Tombaugh's nephew, will be operating during the event as W7P0, and a contact with Doug or his team counts as an additional endorsement on the certificate that can be used as a wild card for any previous year. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. The first amateur radio station on the moon is JS1YMG. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, successfully landed their Smart Lander for Investigating Moon, SLIM, on January 19, 2024. Just before touchdown, SLIM released two small lunar surface probes, LEV-1 and LEV-2. LEV-2 collects data while moving on the lunar surface and LEV-1 receives the data. The JAXA Ham Radio Club, JHRC, JQ-1ZVI, secured amateur radio license JS1YMG for LEV-1, which has been transmitting Morse code on 437.41 MHz since January the 19th. The probe uses a 1-watt UHF antenna with circular polarization and is transmitting matters related to amateur business. Moreover, the transmission of UHF band radio waves from LEV-1 as a part of outreach efforts has encouraged participation from amateur radio operators globally, and JAXA has been receiving reports of successful signal receptions. This initiative provided an opportunity for the public to be directly engaged in lunar exploration missions. JAXA extended sincere gratitude to everyone involved in the LEV-1 mission. SLIM was launched on September 6, 2023 and landed on January 19, 2024 with the mission of analysing the composition of rocks to aid research about the origin of the moon. SLIM's landing made Japan the fifth country to achieve a soft touchdown on the moon. The landing was achieved with exceptional precision within 180 feet of its targeted touchdown location. And after just 6 years in orbit, Fox 1D, designated as AMSAT Oscar 92, AO 92, re-entered the Earth's atmosphere early February. AO 92 was a 1U CubeSat developed and built by AMSAT. It carried a single-channel transponder for mode UV in FM and also had an L-band converter which allowed the FM transponder to be switched to an uplink in the 23-centimeter band. The distance record on AO-92's UV mode was 5,011 kilometers, a transatlantic QSO between F4DXV and VE1VOX, that took place on August the 10th, 2020. The record via the LV mode was 4,202 kilometres between OA4XQ3SA and XE1MEX on June 3rd, also in 2020. By every measure, AO92 was a tremendously successful amateur radio satellite, providing educational and research benefits to AMSAT's university partners, as well as providing several years of reliable FM communication for amateurs. Its useful life far exceeded the average operational lifespan for commercial or educational CubeSats. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, youngsters on the air. Over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. I've mentioned Elmers in a previous news contribution. What are they? Say the word Elmer to a non-ham and two thoughts spring to mind. Glue for primary school students and a bald-headed rabbit hunter who has trouble pronouncing his R's. In our hobby, Elmers hold a high place of esteem. The word means an experienced operator who takes a novice under their wing to give them guidance and answers to the thousands of questions that confront the newbie. The word within the ham world has relatively recent origins. It first appeared in a 1971 QST article by Rod Newkirk, W9BRD, in which he calls out how it is common for an eager student to lose interest in the hobby once their mentor moves away. He wrote, "Too frequently, one hears a sad story in this little nutshell. Oh, I almost forgot a ticket too, but Elmer, W9XYZ, moved away and I kind of lost interest." Let's prevent this from happening to us and encourage young, prospective, and new hams to reach out for an Elmer. How can we do this? I encourage clubs to have a YOTA coordinator role for those who don't have one. Part of that role may be to gather and keep information about what special interests members may have and are willing to share their knowledge in that interest with others, including us youth. I'm lucky to say I have a few hams who are my Elmers. Thank you, you know who you are. For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney.
Thanks, Alec. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, AF028. Not the best place in the world at the moment, but Yemen is on air. Vlad is QRV as 702WX. From Socotra Island, IOTA AF028, until tomorrow, February 12th, on 160, 80 and 40 metres, QSL via IZ8CCW. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Maritime, up Periscope. February 17th marks the 160th anniversary of the sinking of the USS Housatonic by the H.L. Hunley submarine. The event took place in 1864 in Charleston, South Carolina, and was the first successful sinking of a warship by a submarine. The Trident Amateur Radio Club will commemorate the submarine by operating special event station N4HLH on Saturday, February 17th, from Fort Moultrie on Sullivan's Island from 3 p.m. UTC until 7 p.m. UTC. Proposed frequencies are 7.117 for CW and 7.262 and 14.262, as well as 28.462 megahertz. A QSL card will be available upon receipt of a self-addressed stamped envelope for US requests and a self-addressed envelope with $2 US for international requests. Although maritime use of Morse code is pretty much only found in history books these days, radio listeners around the world enjoyed a tribute recently to that long-gone practice. You'll recall several weeks back we told you of the challenge, as radio listeners copied a series of Morse code messages that employed methods once used by Cold War-era stations. Numbers in clusters of five were sent over commercial HF frequencies using RTTY and CW from historic Maritime California station KPH. This was the third such cryptography event by members of the Maritime Radio Historical Society, which was created in 1999 to preserve the tradition of maritime Morse code. The Society estimates that about 150 people participated from around the seven seas. Of course, the Society doesn't have to wait for one of its events to send Morse code. Volunteers get on the air on the Society's amateur station K6KPH, where they send CW the old-fashioned way, by hand. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
This is VK2WI. We're pausing VK1WIA news for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. A bulletin of news compiled by Amateur Radio New South Wales follows this bulletin from VK1WIA. VK2WI News has coverage throughout Southeast Australia, and clubs, groups and individuals are invited to contribute content by email to news@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to VK1WIA National News.
2024, and as I say, it's a date. Clubs are more than welcome to email text with audio for this section, and details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website, including email addresses and website links. Now, we've got a couple of very free months coming up. Nothing has been reported to WIA National News as taking place in the Ham Kingdom. The next one on the scene is VK4 Redcliffe and District's Redfest, April 6. The WIA AGM happens May 4 to 5 in Bundaberg. And with that, you're up to date. I'm Graham, VK4BB. See you next week, and walk softly.
Thank you to Graham and the WIA National News Team. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this morning, Richard VK2SKY, and in engineering is Stuart VK2BMX. The weather here this morning is, well, it was sunny when I wrote my original notes here, but it's now looking a bit more overcast. Let's call it partly cloudy for the moment. The temperature is around 22 degrees, according to the station thermometer here. Celsius, of course. Rainfall at the VK2WI site over the last week was 46 millimetres, and our transmitter status, everything is online and running smoothly. This news bulletin is also streamed live on our website at arnsw.org.au/audio. In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, VK2WI News has now resumed both morning and evening news bulletins on Sundays. Morning bulletins will continue with a relay of WIA national news and the local news, including news features, weekend propagation report, club items, and a summary of activities on the air. Evening news bulletins contain expanded club news, technical reports on propagation, along with news and technical features. Starting tonight is a new technical feature series, and we will have a preview a little later on in this morning's bulletin. We would like to thank those members that have responded to our recent calls to volunteer. We still need further volunteers for the VK2WI roster and are also seeking expressions of interest from members interested in remote roles. Contact the office or news@arnsw.org.au for more information. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02-9444-0123. That's 02-9444-0123.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. 2010 marked 100 years of organised amateur radio activity in Australia. It was in March 1910 that a meeting held in Sydney evolved into the WIA, the world's oldest national amateur radio society. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE 580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
HF Antenna Day. Starting our presentation program for 2024, members are invited to the first in a series of HF antenna presentations. It starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February, 2024, here at VK2WI Dural. This event will feature presentations of interest for all levels of expertise. It's a chance to gain insights into portable operation techniques, learn strategies to improve your home station setup, engage with practical demonstrations led by experienced operators, connect with specialists ready to provide assistance and advice. Reserve your spot now by emailing events@arnsw.org.au. That's events@arnsw.org.au for a day of practical learning about the world of HF antennas from 10 a.m. on Sunday, the 25th of February. That was advised by Al, VK2OK, the event coordinator for Amateur Radio New South Wales. Now, the ARNSW 2024 AGM. The 2024 AGM of Amateur Radio New South Wales will be a hybrid meeting, both online and here at VK2WI Dural on Saturday, the 13th of April. At each AGM, either four or five board members stand down and are eligible for re-election, depending on the year. To be eligible to be a board member, the Constitution requires that you have been a member of Amateur Radio New South Wales for a minimum of the past three consecutive years, as must your proposer and seconder. As you are standing to become a board member of a registered company, you will be required to obtain a director ID upon election if you don't already have one. This year, we have five board members standing down. While all are eligible for re-election, some may choose not to renominate. So, if you are an eligible member, please consider nominating for the board. Bring your skills and passion for amateur radio to help ARNSW continue to evolve and grow into the future. There's a link to a nomination form on the homepage of the ARNSW website. Nominations close 42 days prior to the AGM at 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 2nd of March, 2024. This is also the closing date for notification of any special resolutions to be put to members at the AGM. Note that if you are sending an item or nomination by mail, please post them in time to arrive by Friday, the 1st of March. 7-3 from Eric, VK2VE, the Secretary of Amateur Radio New South Wales. Now, the weekend solar and geophysical report. This report takes a brief look at the expected space weather conditions over the next few days, and in particular, events that might affect radio propagation. Our regular weekly solar and geophysical report and space weather summary for January can be heard on tonight's VK2WI Evening News. Data in this report is supplied with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Solar activity was at R3 levels on Friday, with an X3.3 flare at 1314 UTC and two M-class flares. R1 to R2 flaring is expected over the next few days, with a chance of further R3 activity. The X-class flare also resulted in high-energy proton increase, reaching S2 levels at 99 proton flux units. Unless more X-class flare activity eventuates, proton flux is expected to return to background level over the weekend. 10-centimeter solar flux should be around 180. While there are currently six numbered active regions on the visible solar disk, only one is showing a potential for X-class activity. A halo coronal mass ejection was observed from Friday's X-class flare, but it is unlikely to have any significant earthbound component. A CME first observed on Thursday may reach Earth with a glancing blow on Monday. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian and Antarctic regions were quiet on Friday. Quiet conditions are mostly expected over the weekend, though recent CMEs may introduce G1 conditions. HF propagation saw maximum usable frequencies up to 25% enhanced in the southern Australian region on Friday. Spread F was observed at Hobart during local day, and sporadic E was observed at Brisbane during local dawn. Polar cap absorption began at high latitudes on Friday due to the increase in proton flux. MUFs are expected to be near predicted monthly values to 20% enhanced over the weekend, with polar cap absorption continuing. A T-index around 140 is expected for the next few days, enhanced over the monthly predicted 108. Shortwave fadeouts are likely. Now, technical feature. Our first technical feature series for 2024 is an introduction to DMR. The series will run on the VK2WI evening news, but to give you a preview, we will present the first part in this morning's bulletin as well. So to start off with a brief overview, here's Matt, VK2FLY.
DMR, or Digital Mobile Radio, is a standard developed by the European Telecommunications Standards Institute. It's digital, obviously, but what exactly is DMR, and what are the benefits of the mode? In the commercial world, DMR was born from the need to fit more data into a smaller amount of radio bandwidth. Bandwidth costs money, and DMR channels are only 12.5 kHz wide, the same as narrow FM. However, with DMR, you can have three channels within the same spectrum bandwidth. In most cases, two of the channels are used to send digital voice, while the third channel is used for signalling and clocking, which are key components in digital communications. This feed of technology squeezes a clear voice channel into just 6.25 kHz of bandwidth, effectively doubling, and in the case of the amateur world, of our 25 kHz FM, tripling the capacity. Let me explain. DMR uses a modulation of four-state frequency shift keying, or FSK. In simple terms, this means that the data, the digital ones and zeros, are converted into a mathematical code, which is transmitted using four frequencies or tones. These frequencies are transmitted via a modulator, which in many ways is very similar to how a modem transmitted data over phone lines in the days of analog telephone lines. At the receiving end, the demodulator converts the tones back into digital data. Four FSK can send data over the air at a rate that corresponds to 9600 bits per second. Sounds easy, right? But DMR has another trick up its sleeve. It uses TDMA, or Time Division Multiple Access. With TDMA, it can send two FSK data streams together. Notice I didn't say at the same time. It splits the DMR channel into 30 millisecond cycles. Think of it like a lighthouse on the east coast of Australia. A ship down south can see the light as it points in their direction, but a ship to the north sees nothing until the light rotates northwards. This is how TDMA works. The receiving station, with its accurate clock, knows when the light should be facing north and when it should be facing south. With that information, it can determine its location relative to the lighthouse. In DMR, there is a single 4 FSK data stream, but during the first 15 millisecond, bits are allocated to the first time slot, and during the second 15 milliseconds, they are allocated to the second time slot. This leaves 2450 bits per second after overhead for each voice channel. The explanation I've given here is intentionally simplistic. There's quite a bit more going on behind the scenes, but the foundation is all there. What we are left with is a type of modulation that gives us two 2.45 kHz data channels. That's just enough to encode high-quality voice using a mathematical code called a codec. More about that next time. Till then, this has been Matt, VK2FOY, for the VKDMR Network and ARNSW RadNet.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. You can hear this segment again tonight, and we will continue with part two on next week's VK2WI Evening News.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, the office telephone number is 02 9651 1490, which usually goes to the message bank. This is VK2WI and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. Now back to the news.
Wison News. Wison is supporting Dementia Australia's Memory Walk and Jog events throughout 2024. The next one is near Jervis Bay on Saturday. Operators are now being sought for the following event in the ACT on Sunday the 25th. The Memory Walks are great starter events for new or rusty Wison members as they take only a couple of hours. Wison also provides the radios for these events, so you don't even need to bring your own gear. Why not give one a go? You'll find a link to the events list in the text edition of this news. To participate in any Wison event or just find out more about how you can use your amateur radio skills to benefit the community, you can email wison.ops@vrarescue.org. That's wicen.ops@vrarescue.org. Wison Nets take place every Sunday evening using FM voice, DMR, P25 or HF voice depending on the week. All Wison members and other amateurs are welcome to call in. Tonight, the 6 p.m. net will be on the Kurrajong 70-centimeter FM repeater, 439.825 megahertz and a 91.5 hertz tone with net controller VK2WIB. And the 6:30 p.m. net will be on DMR user-activated talk group 3810 with net controller VK2WID. Wison New South Wales is a support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales, specialising in tactical radio communications. In between activations, Wison supports local community events. These provide practical training for members and help raise the public profile of amateur radio. To find out more, check out the Wison New South Wales website at nsw.wison.org.au. That's nsw.wicen.org.au. Wison is also on Facebook and on X. There you can find photos and information about recent and upcoming Wison activities. Links are in the text edition of this news. For information about other Wison groups around Australia, visit the web at wison.org.au. And that was me, in case you hadn't guessed. Recorded, now back live. We move on to club news. We start this week with news from the Westlakes Amateur Radio Club. This year is the 60th anniversary of Westlakes, and their first regular car boot sale for 2024 is coming up on Saturday, the 24th of February. It's at the club grounds, 6A York Street, Turralba, starting at 8 a.m. You can set up a stall at no charge, but bring your own table. There will also be a barbecue and hot and cold drinks available and a raffle as well. All are welcome. Westlakes has several on-air nets each week. Details are a little later on in this bulletin. That was advised by Barry VK2QG for the Westlakes Amateur Radio Club. Now from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, the club's next Friday night get-together is at 7 p.m. this Friday, the 19th, at the SES building in Port Macquarie. A slightly smaller than usual group braved the heavy rain to attend the coffee morning last Thursday, the 8th of February. The rain didn't last long, though, and the sun was out by the time everyone was ready to leave. The club's very popular 2024 calendar will be available at all upcoming club gatherings. The next Foundation License Training and Assessment Weekend will be held once the new arrangements with the ACMA are in place. Candidates for Foundation License and for assessments for all grades of license should register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week. The midweek net starts from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Both are on the VK2 RPM 2-meter repeater, 146.7 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz subaudible tone for access, and on Echolink as VK2 RPM-R. Members and visitors are encouraged to participate in the club on-air nets as often as possible. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The January 2024 issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter Oxtails is now online, and past issues are on the website as well. The club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. It was from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Now from the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carrieong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. and as always, members and visitors are most welcome. At the VK2 RAG Summersby repeater site, the 6-meter repeater, D-Star, RadNet, DMR and 2-meter Echolink, 70-centimeter and 23-centimeter are all fully functional. The Wison UHF MMDVM is still having problems. The Summersby Web SDR is online at websdr.ccarc.org.au. It's configured to listen on 6 meters, 2 meters, 70 centimeters, and 23 centimeters. The club's regular morning tea net is on at 10 a.m. on weekdays, and the weekly club net is on Thursday night at 8 p.m. Both club nets are on the VK2 RAG 2-meter repeater. 146.725 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz subaudible tone, and on the CCARC NSW and Ham Echolink conferences. The Thursday Evening Net is also live stream, video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including information on upcoming social events and all the details we can't tell you about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au or by phone to 02-4340-2500 or social media. Search for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club and remember to like, to follow for updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, the publicity officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Finally, from the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club, the club's regular monthly meetings are on the first Friday of the month at 7:30 p.m. The next meeting is on the 1st of March at the club rooms, 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, in the Blue Mountains. Doors open from 7 p.m. The club rooms are also open twice a month from about 10 a.m. on the morning of the first and third Saturdays, unless otherwise noted on the club's Facebook page. Visitors and prospective new members are always welcome. There are several weekly nets. They have details in the we have details in the activities on the air later in this bulletin, and the club is introducing 2 new net times. Mondays at 7:30 p.m. is the DMR net on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. And on Sunday nights at 8 p.m., the net is on the club's 6-meter repeater on the first and third Sunday of the month, and on the 70-centimeter repeater on the second and fourth Sunday. The club's foundation classes resume in April, and upgrade classes start on the 21st of February and continue on Wednesday nights, both on Zoom and in person at the Glenbrook Club Rooms. With a 98% pass rate, the club's courses and exam days do fill up quickly. Please contact the club's secretary, Irene, VK2VAN, via email to secretary@bmarc.org. For class dates, to register, or for more information. More information about the club can be found on the website at www.bmarc.org. That was advised by Stephen, VK2TSG, the president for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club.
This is VK2WI and relay stations pausing for network identification. Would manual relay stations please identify? Thank you, relay stations. If you missed anything in this morning's bulletin, tune in tonight at 19:30 to the expanded VK2WI news service on all VK2WI frequencies and automated repeater relays. This is VK2WI on a range of frequencies and VKE580 on 5425 kHz. We now return to the final segment of this morning's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz. The CCARC Morning Tea Net, weekdays from 10 a.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone and also on Echolink, Amateur Radio Central West Group. Lunchtime Net, 1 p.m. on VK2RCW.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club Net, 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen out for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club Net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. The Hunter Radio Group, VK2AWX News, is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz. The Amateur Radio Central West Group Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RCW. The Lightning Net is at 8 p.m. on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz, and the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net is at 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, that's on 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. Other Waverley activities are online and on air. Check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 8 p.m. on Talk Group 505. Blue Mountains ARC Net from 8 p.m. on 3543 kHz. St. George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net 8 p.m. on 146.8 megahertz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80-meter net at 8:30 p.m. on 366 kilohertz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. 7115 kilohertz. There's also 2 meter nets throughout the week. Check the website for details. The Hunter Radio Group net is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 megahertz and on EchoLink node 1474. At 8 p.m. there's the Haddock net, 3608.5 kilohertz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net on VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Amateur Radio Central West Group net on 3653 kHz. Then the Armidale and District Amateur Radio Club net is at 8:30 p.m. on 3633 kHz.
Thursdays, Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net 12 p.m. on VK2RMP on 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 megahertz with a minus 7 megahertz offset and a 91.5 hertz tone. Also on EchoLink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. St. George Amateur Radio Society, 8 p.m. on VK2RLE on 146.8 MHz. CCARC Weekly Net from 8 p.m. on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. And also on EchoLink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. The West Lakes Net, 9:30 a.m, 7115 kHz. And the Amateur Radio Central West Group at 8 p.m, VK2RCW.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crows Net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society, a net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP and VK2RUW. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network, VK2RFS, 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375, and VK3RDH on 146.625 and EchoLink. Sundays, West Lakes DMR net from 8 a.m., usually on Talk Group 3802, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM, Wyson New South Wales Nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR or HF, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. Check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Stuart. And as we close, Matt, I'd like to give you a thought for the day. I'd like to remind you all for a thought for the day. Many hands make light work. With that in mind, a reminder that we are still seeking volunteers to continue regular news bulletins. We have places across a variety of roles, including many functions that can be done remotely. Inquiries can be made with the office or by email to news@arnsw.org.au. On tonight's evening bulletin at 7:30 p.m. with full local and state news plus technical features, your announcer will be another familiar face, Stuart VK2BMX, who's doing a double shift today because we don't have enough volunteers to run both the morning and evening broadcasts comfortably yet, so please consider. And Issy VK2CAA will be your engineer. That's all from VK2WI News for this morning. Your announcer has been Richard VK2SKY, and your engineer has been Stuart VK2BMX. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society. On VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul VK2APA is standing by. And on the Central Coast, Steve VK2SKC will be taking callbacks on both 6 and 2 meter repeaters at VK2RAG. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks for those of you who took the broadcast directly. Here in the studio, I will start on 160 meters in a desperate attempt to beat the D-layer absorption happening all over the place this morning, and I'll work my way up the bands to through 80, 40, 30, and 20. In engineering, Stuart will take callbacks on 10 meters, VHF, and UHF frequencies, and he will advise the order for you shortly. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.